Now the little ones are there. I might tell that.
Tell them about the skipping rules.
Yeah, actually, that's a good stuff. So, for instance, you know, in the Convent of Jesus and Mary, where I was educated in Pune, in that school, there were the nuns who taught us and teachers. And I used to love the nuns. I just loved the chapel in the church where they put the lilies and decorated the place. And they also were very hardworking, how they taught the children and all. So, but in the convent, they taught you good behavior and manners, music, embroidery, and more human things than hockey and tennis and rough games. We didn't have those games. So therefore, in the intermission, so we call it interval. I believe we call it intermission. We have a few minutes break in the morning.
Yes.
So we would either, I would go along with my Catholic friend to the church, which I loved going to, or we'd play skipping rope. We used to call it skipping rope. I think you call it jump rope or something. So we'd have skipping rope and things. And I got very good at it. I was so good at it that I topped the other girls in this skipping rope thing. And I really loved it. I suppose when you do something very well, you come to love that thing. So then, when I left home for good to be with Baba, when at last he consented, all right, you come and be with me, Baba told me to bring just a little amount of clothes. Just like you have your overnight bag or something like that. Not to bring anything, just your few clothes. Just that, nothing. So, I mean, I knew it was hard on Mother. I loved Mother. I'd had a very happy childhood. But my whole goal from the time I remember remembering anything was to go and be with Baba, to live with Baba, to be Baba's nun, to be like Mara and Naja and the others who were there. So I brought along with that. So when I was putting my few clothes in the train, Mother was too pained to want to help me with it, but she allowed me to do it. So I put, and then I said, I looked at my skipping rope, and I said, this? No, but Baba said only a few clothes. Oh, but this is not nothing. I mean, this is a little thing. This is not breaking an order. This is, what is a skipping rope after all? So I wrapped that up, and I put that with my clothes. Now see how Baba brings it out. Baba was, I mean, master of masters, even in this little thing of, you know, bringing out from me, knowing that it's there, how he can just probe it out. So, and I, of course, thought, I haven't told Baba, and Baba doesn't know anything about it. It's such a minor thing, such a little thing. So what happens? Baba's there, and so some children had come for the holidays. I think it was Meru and Nagu, I forget. Must be Meru and Nagu. They used to come for the holidays, sometimes 2 days, sometimes the whole of the holiday. So Baba brings up the subject of sports. He asked them. So, what do you, we have games of hockey, Baba, and this one says this, and all these big rough games, and Baba's playing along and saying, oh, wonderful, really, this. And then he just looks at me, and I say, oh, Baba, we didn't have anything like that at the convent school. Oh, no. But I tell you what, we had skipping rope. Really? Now Baba's face is just beaming. He's so interested. It seems as if he knew everything about everything else, but he wanted to learn about skipping, about the sports in the common school. And I said, Baba, oh yes, and I was very good at it. No, his expression said he's so proud of his little sister. Really? I said, oh yes, Baba, I could do 100 backflip and 50 sides and these things and all kinds of names which I've forgotten now. I was reeling it out like that. And Baba's looking, gee, look at that, look what my sister can do. And seeing the expression on his face, the interest, this incredible interest. And I say, well, I can even show you. And Baba looks disappointed and says, how can you? You haven't got a skipping rope. And I said, but I have. And he says, oh. And I'm a deflated tire. The punctured tiger. And I say, yes, I have. And I knew immediately that Baba says, didn't I tell you? Only bring a few of your clothes. So you brought your skipping rope. So then, as if nothing had happened, he calls me over and he embraces me, caresses my cheek, and he asks me how much I love him. And I said, oh, I love you, yes. More than mother and father, of course. More than... I mean, this has happened to me a number of times with Baba. More than this and that. Oh, more than anything in the world. More than the whole world, yes. You mean you'd do anything for me? Oh, yes, you know. And so Baba says, now he brings back, links that back. He says, even if I tell you to take your skipping rope and go and throw it away, you'd do that for me? I said, of course I'd do that for you, Baba.